Now, so we might get ready to take this as live from the Gate 2 at the MCG, the Chief of the AFL, Gillon McLachlan.
G'day everyone, thanks for coming. We're announcing today that we are postponing the Essendon v Melbourne game tomorrow after receiving notification today that an Essendon player has tested positive to the COVID-19 virus. Essendon player Connor McKenna returned a low-grade irregularity yesterday after being tested as part of our COVID-19 protocols. He was tested again this morning, and we were informed this afternoon that the test came back as positive. The health department has been notified as per the protocols, and we will be working with the health department and the chief health officer's team to work through and identify the close contact with Connor and to also isolate them. The moment all players and football department staff at the club have been asked to isolate until that work is done with the health department. Following a hookup this afternoon with our own medical team and our infectious diseases advisor, the AFL has taken the decision to postpone tomorrow's Essendon v Melbourne match. We said at the outset of this crisis that we would make all decisions based on medical advice, and our priority is and remains the health and safety of our players, staff and the wider community. That is priority one, it's priority two, it's priority three. We need to do the right thing. The right thing for our clubs and the wider community is to postpone this match involving Essendon tomorrow. Other matches will proceed. All Essendon players and staff were tested last night, and Connor McKenna was the only person to return a positive test, even though he was asymptomatic and showed no signs of having the virus. We put this testing regime in place for a reason. It was to ensure that we knew if someone had the virus, and we would take the action to ensure we did not spread it to other players, staff, or the wider community. Without the testing, we would not have known. So the system has done what it was designed to do. There have been more than 13,000 tests. This is the first positive, but given the circumstances, we will take a conservative approach. The club will be closed and cleaned as per the health department requirements, and we will work with the department to identify all those that they deem to have been in close contact and then to isolate them. We'll also work with the department to test all players and staff in the coming days in accordance with instructions and advice from the health department. Our immediate concern is with the player, and I do want to say that we will provide support for Connor and for those around him. We will work with our broadcasters to reschedule tomorrow's matches, and in fact, I can advise that the Gold Coast Adelaide game has been moved to Channel 7. It'll be a 3:05 game, and the Port Adelaide Fremantle game will be now at later, and I'll advise the exact time of that, 8 o'clock. We said at the outset we needed to be flexible and agile, and that's what we're going to be. As a reminder, that we're going to have to be on our toes at all times. I just want to say in finishing, there's a reminder to our own clubs, supporters, the wider community, that we are not through this crisis. We all need to continue to follow the government guidelines and do the right things to keep ourselves, our families and our community safe. And also to keep safe the health workers and essential workers who are still bearing the greatest risk. Questions?
So Gillon McLachlan taking questions now.
No, first of all, can I say that I will, the health department will make all of that clear, and they'll work through it in the coming days. But he has tested negative 5 times. He tested negative he was tested Wednesday, tested negative in that result. And there was such a low level in his test on Friday that it came up as an irregularity. And then it was a positive test this morning. So based on those facts, he picked it up this week here in Australia. But again, I'll defer to the health department. But they're the facts as we know them.
I wonder whether on that low-level test, JB, they isolated him from that point in time.
They should have.
Mm.
I don't know whether he trained with the group this morning or they'll be worked through. They'll be working through all the close contacts. It's a potential, yeah. I think that when we work through this, all of the protocols will be examined and how that played out. I think we're all. What we did was prepare a set of protocols and a fixture and I think prepared our clubs, our players for this possibility. There is a global pandemic with a virus that is incredibly contagious, and it's not defeated here in Australia and certainly not in Victoria. So, you know, we have 16-minute quarters, we have ability to compress the season, we have a clear set of protocols that come into play now. All of this has been set up with for situations like this.
All right, there is the boss of the AFL delivering what is somewhat some bad news.